In the West African nation of Sierra Leone, the rebel movement, known as the Revolutionary United Front, or RUF, has been engaged in a bloody campaign of terror during a 10-year-long civil war. From systematic amputation of limbs to mass rape, murder, and enslavement of the civilian population, the RUF long has been considered one of the world's most feared and brutal rebel movements. But the RUF is embracing a ceasefire and disarmament. Thousands of RUF members voluntarily have surrendered their weapons, and UN peacekeepers are being deployed in rebel-controlled areas of Sierra Leone. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the rebel-held town of Makeni. Is this rebel ceasefire for real?
Well, there was a lot of reason for skepticism when the rebels first started talking about peace once again a couple of months ago. We just passed the one-year anniversary of a real debacle where the RUF took 500 UN peacekeepers hostage. They broke a ceasefire to do that. So just 1 year later, there was a lot of concern that this one might not be for real. In fact, last March, United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan said he had serious doubts about the rebels' intentions. But now the UN is saying they're making history. Thousands of rebels in the past 2 months have voluntarily disarmed. They've given up hundreds of the child soldiers, which in many cases were captured and forced to fight for them. The United Nations peacekeeping force here has been allowed to deploy in some of the key diamond areas. The diamonds are at the root of this conflict, and they've been allowed to patrol some of these towns. And the fact that I'm standing in Makeni, which has been the rebel stronghold since the beginning, and the fact that the UN is deployed here almost permanently since last April, says that there has been some significant progress towards peace in this country.
What have you seen there in rebel territory?
Well, in Makeni, where the peacekeepers say rebels used to walk around openly carrying weapons, this has been declared a no-weapons zone. And I actually haven't seen any arms carried by anybody except for the United Nations peacekeepers here. I've met with rebel commanders here and colonels. They say they want to establish a political party now after 10 years of war, in which they're accused of killing thousands of civilians. But one of the most impressive things that I saw was that they have established disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration centers for rebels who've handed in their weapons voluntarily. This leads to some questions because the young men, boys in fact, that are in some of these camps are very angry. They're expecting money. They're expecting jobs now that they've handed in their weapons.
So is that it? Is that why this bloody revolutionary group decides to cooperate now? They've been promised jobs?
The United Nations says they have not promised any money or any jobs or anything like that. They have said they want to give education and chances for these people to reintegrate into civilian society. But it seems that what has caused this shift has been a fair amount of pressure on the RUF. Following the hostage taking of 500 UN peacekeepers last year, the British Army deployed here, about 1,000 troops. There was also additional United Nations pressure on the neighboring country of Liberia, which was supplying arms to the RUF. Those arms have been diminished dramatically. There's also been, and this is what some people say has really been the key, is that the RUF started fighting Guinea, the neighbor to the north. They started making incursions into Guinea, and Guinea's army responded with helicopter attacks and artillery attacks, and reportedly the RUF lost hundreds of men in these attacks. So observers say that this pushed the RUF to start playing ball. And then there's one thing that observers also say. After 10 years of fighting, even the RUF is tired of living in the jungle.
NPR's Ivan Watson in rebel-held Makeni, Sierra Leone.